now a song from Celtic Thunder. We haven't had them on the programme for some time. This is a wonderful interpretation. The song is called Come Back to the Hills. And it's also the melody of a song entitled Buchel Ornierna. In fact, this is their interpretation of the song. And they sing the first verse of Buchel Ornierna, or Scalga, which is in Irish. The boy, remember, I played it a couple of weeks ago, the boy from Lough Erne. But here, Celtic Thunder, and I'll get the title correct this time, Come by the Hills.
Is friggin' hang Colleen Jasok. Near and boss bread lay Tom O'Hain Silver Collier. Slum corky David, Smetir a hunde wiu. Come by the hills to the land where fancy is free, and stand where the peaks meet the sky and the locks meet the sea, where the rivers run clear and the bracken is cold in the sun, and the cares of tomorrow can't wait till this day is done. Where life is a song, and stand where the birds fill the air with their joy all day long, where the trees sway in time and even the wind sings in June, and the of tomorrow can't wait till this day is done. Come by the hills to the land where legend remains, the stories of old fill a heart and may yet come again. And the cares of tomorrow can't wait till this day is done.
Celtic Thunder there, and Come by the Hills. That haunting melody, Buchel Ornierna. Now, yet again, here's a first on Sounds Irish. And I have to confess, some months ago, I was speaking to a listener who lives here in Ireland and likes the programme and downloads it onto her MP3 player and listens to it that way. She says, Joe, why is it you never play anything of John McCormack, one of the greatest Irish singers ever to exist? But she says, I've been listening to Sounds Irish for quite some time, Joe, and I've never heard a John McCormack. Well, I confess, I've never played a John McCormack track on Sounds of Irish before, simply because a lot of the material that John McCormack recorded, a very good singer, but it was so badly recorded and very old and scratchy, and, well, a lot of it wasn't sort of suitable to play on radio. Well, I don't think so anyhow. Yes, I know other people do play them on their programme, but I just thought, well, it is very dated, very old, very scratchy. Then I came across this wonderful recording of a song called Bantry Bay. Now, Bantry Bay is in County Cork, and here's an old man reminiscing about his time in Bantry Bay. And if you listen to the story, he gets, the memory comes, and he remembers the time when the piper came to play for the dancing. And again, it's a piano accompaniment. It is an old recording, but it's quite a good recording. So for Kathleen, I hope you're going to enjoy John McCormack and Bantry Bay, a first on Sounds Irish.
I'm sitting all alone in the gloaming. It might have been but yesterday that we watched the fisher sails all homing till the little herring fleet at anchor lay. Then the fisher girls with baskets swinging came running down the old stone way. Every lassie to her sailor lad was singing, "How welcome back to Bantry Bay." Then we heard the piper's sweet note tuning, and all the lassies turned to hear, as they mingled with a soft voice crooning, till the music floated down the wooden pier. "Save ye kindly, colleens all," said the piper, "hands across and trippet while I play, and attend sound of song and merry dancing stole softly over Bantry Bay. As I'm sitting all alone in the gloaming, the shadows of the past draw near, and I see the loving faces round me that used to glad the old brown pier. Some are gone upon their last loved homing, some are left, but they are old and grey, and we're waiting for the tide in the gloaming to sail upon the great highway to the land of rest unending. All peacefully from
recorded in the latter stages of his singing career, John McCormack and Bantry Bay. Kathleen, I hope you enjoyed that. And yes, if we will include John McCormack tracks on Sounds Irish from now on. Taken to task, Joe was. Okay, now, here's yet another first. I did warn you at the beginning of the programme because I'm going to play for you a track by somebody I've never heard of in my life. His name is Farmer Dan. I'm sure that's not his real name. Farmer Dan is going to sing for us. We were there down in Cork a few moments ago in Bantry Bay. We're moving up to County Roscommon now because Farmer Dan is going to tell us all about Boyle in the County Roscommon. B-O-Y-L-E. That's a town in County Roscommon. Let's leave it to Farmer Dan.
I am a happy Irishman and I come from a place called Boyle. It's near the Curlew Mountains and it's there I lived in style. Oh, my father owned an ass and a goat and a nigger of land as well. And my mother kept some hens and ducks and the eggs she used to sell. Oh, Boyle in the County Roscommon, that's where I long to dwell. To hear the local singers sing the songs I love so well. And walk along the river bank and watch the fishes rise. And see the Curlew Mountains sloping gently to the sky. For the lack of employment I was forced to emigrate. I parted with my parents, I'm sad now to relate. I set out for Australia many thousand miles away. And now I'm in the outback shearing sheep now for me pay. Oh, Boyle in the County Roscommon, that's where I long to dwell. To hear the local singers sing the songs I love so well. And walk along the river banks and watch the fishes rise. And see the Curlew Mountains sloping gently to the sky. Australia is a lovely land, I like the people well. To the poor Australian children, it's this to them I tell. I'll take you to Roscommon and show you Boyle someday. Where in the fields my parents worked, I helped them with the hay. Oh, Boyle in the County Roscommon, that's where I long to dwell. To hear the local singers sing the songs I love so well. And walk along the river banks and watch the fishes rise. And see the Curlew Mountains sloping gently to the sky. I never will forget the day I left the town of Boyle. My heart goes back there daily to my own dear native soil. I can see the stone walls clearly and the haystacks built so high. And the golden flowers are blooming as they did in days gone by. Oh, Boyle in the County Roscommon, that's where I long to dwell. To hear the local singers sing the songs I love so well. And walk along the river banks and watch the fishes rise. And see the Curlew Mountains sloping gently to the sky. And see the Curlew Mountains sloping gently to the sky.
Farmer Dan there, having some fun with goats and asses and hens and what have you, telling us all about Boyle in the County Roscommon. Friends, one of the joys that I have in life, and I have many joys in life, but one of the joys is to play the organ in my local church here in Bray, Our Lady Queen of Peace. I play the organ and I train the choir. Some time ago, our choir, in a sort of a fundraising venture for our parish, produced a CD. I want to play for you now a track from that CD, if you don't mind. It's a song that I love, and it's a song that the choir love as well. And this is Our Lady Queen of Peace Choir, with yours truly accompanying them, and their interpretation of Whispering Hope.
Yeah.
The unmistakable sound of Joni Madden, the world's finest whistle player, playing a favourite melody of mine. There it's entitled The Black Rose. I always called it Roisin Dubh, which is the Irish version of it. I've also heard it called Dark Rosaline, but that Joni Madden, whatever it was called, is absolutely gorgeous. Now, we're moving up to County Donegal. Have we had a Sounds Irish programme without a song from Donegal? And this is the lovely, clear, lilting voice of Eileen Donaghy. Eileen no longer with us, but she has a lovely, as I say, clear, lilting voice, telling us all about the beautiful holiday resort now of Bundoran.
Where the little roads go wandering my heart will always be beautiful Bundoran beside the silvery sea. Your golden strand and charm so grand, ever calling me, where a welcome's always waiting and happiness for all in beautiful Bundoran, the Queen of Donegal. All the charms of old Ireland in this little place you find, with its beauty without measure and its folk so warm and kind. Sure, when it's time for parting, it's not hard to this little fairy land. Beautiful Bundoran beside the silvery sea, your golden strand and charm so grand, ever calling me, where the welcome's always waiting and happiness for all in beautiful Bundoran, the Queen of Donegal.
Apparently recorded when she was very young, Eileen Donoghue and Beautiful Bundoran. And believe you me, friends, it is beautiful. And yet another first on Sounds Irish this week. In fact, the first is the last, because this will be the last track. I don't think I'll have room to squeeze any more in. We're having here the Donal Ring Cayley Band. They're playing two pieces for us here, The Stack of Barley and The Poet's Choice. Now, a Cayley Band, I've told you before what a Cayley is, how people used to dance at the crossroads at one time because there was nowhere for them to dance. Then villages started to build halls and people started to move indoors to have their dancing. It's a sort of a country dancing, folk dancing. And there are various reels and jigs and hornpipes and what have you. I'm not too familiar with Cayley music, but I love it. When I say I'm not familiar with it, I couldn't name you off a lot of tunes, but I love the sound and it's great for tapping the feet and getting you one going. As I say, Donal Ring, the Cayley Band, and if you want to get up and have a leap around whatever room you're in, feel free. I'd probably do the same, although my dog will think it's strange.
Thank you.
The Donal Ring Cayley Band, they're playing a few lively tunes for us to go out on. And speaking of Irish Cayley dancing, it is reckoned that the American square dancing and line dancing and all that sort of dancing is based on some of the dances that the Irish immigrants brought with them when they went over to America. It's worth thinking about, isn't it? Friends, I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Sounds Irish. I'm delighted to say that my voice lasted out, but just about countless cups of tea and water and what have you, and sweets to boot. But anyway, that is Sounds Irish for this week. Don't forget the email address, everton274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. I pray that all is well in your world. And if it's not, I also pray that you will be given the strength to cope. May good God bless you and yours, me and mine. And until we're together next week with Sounds Irish, this is Joe Bollard saying, God bless, take care, travel safely, slán, bye.